我首先拿回去，这有啥问题？你主意得给你，我还是给你的，还是给你把这块的聊聊，你容易可能是因为这个说出来。我拿回去来是很厉害，都是还是很厉害的，都这有啥问题？你这很厉害，后来你的肯定就把这块就是聊聊，这是蛮多的，就是我有没那个肯定都是我都。That therefore he has to come to the conclusion that in the case of every case he takes, because the government has a new law that he takes, so we're going to hold things, so we're going to ask them. No, over there is Kabir Khan said that he takes the both ways of women, so both ways of women, because Kabir Khan considered this as more like in view of the fact that the preferential carbon of the nation was that the two companies should acquire those houses. So the neighbor is considered like one agode, and since it's considered like one agode, so the neighbor has to come both on the basis of which it's possible to do. Much looking in the case of everything is hidden because of the government has new law, so there we have no problem with any responsibility for the Kumo. The only problem we have with the Shire of Stasi was responsible for it. So the basis can also agree with the premise that Stasi was responsible for it. This is the first step.
Of the Mishnah, and the Mishnah of the Mishnah, he takes the bottle of the bottle of the
Quindi che dico, ma chi sono questo sinodo? Perché il tuo amore, il Dio di te, del capolero che lì si vuole, del incredibile, del joint ownership, in the two capitals cannot be realized, so then, so whoever can become the owner individually, should get that individual title. So the name is because of that, so it's considered like two separate capitals. And if it's two separate capitals, we cannot apply the law here in the first one of the law. So why did the reason say that the whole staff is bottled? Not on the basis of the first one of the law, but on the basis of starship was instructed by the way. So according to that mandoma, there is an equation between the case of every case today and the case of a people of the other. But according to mandoma, we said, you is not a pleasure. So in other words, the pleasure of membrane sound, in other words, the digital market, which is expressive of the gene of the infrastructure of the floor, corroborates the patient's view. So that mandoma holds that the patient's mental view is not grounded in the aloha of starship of the story of the play. But it is founded in the aloha of atheism of the story of the play. Because the patient holds that in view of the fact that the preferential carbon of the mainstay was that the two companies should get joint ownership. So in many ways, the agony is considered like one agony, not like two agony. So in many ways, the blind aloha of Asia was not so, but the poor. So I go to the best man donor, who says, Joy is so much better, the Yoshama doesn't say that there is an analogy between the case of energy today and the case of Akizu Hanoshi Yodo. So in many ways, the big part means like a better. And like man donor who says, Joy is so much better. That the vehicle is being based upon the concept of finish of the Kuro. So in many ways there is no shaykh between the case of Akita and Hotel Shreyodo and the case of everything he did because they call the Hotel Kuro, so how do we call the Hotel Kuro? Because over there it's considered like created. So in many ways find a lot of finish of the Kuro. But here, it was the Kuro has no shaykh. What is the question? The question is only of starship of the Kuro. So, if the American will agree that Stalin was a mistaken, he's going to go away. This is what I'm going to do. Now, but without the Rebbeim, I don't know whether he went over the Rebbeim. The Rebbeim discusses the Rambam, because the Rambam says the Kashi, how is it that even Yerushalayim, Rebbeim, and then he hears the word for today, what for today, because he is for the Kuro. And we do not say, don't get me wrong. And by 21 days, by 24 hours, we do the model. So the idea is the carrot that wherever there is an Indian of English for the Soto, we cannot say all the good. But by 21 days, there is no Indian of English for the Soto. Because if all the world does not have a share in the Soto together. So, and by 24 hours, there is no Indian of English for the Soto. Because Baudiste is not correct, Baudiste is Baudobo, Iste is good, but Baudiste. So it's Baudobo. So there is no chance of being in front of the Baudobo. My question is someone who can say, I think he played before, I think he has a role, so therefore they would say Baudiste is correct. Because since he comes regarding the sister, they are in front of because it was later, so we have to apply the law of the Kuro for the Kuro, we cannot apply the law here for the Kuro. But by going to our Kuro, it's not going, it's not going. But the Rambam says, you have made it, Baal Dishte Rishin Rishin, so the school of Baal Dishte is the same school like two brothers, it's the school of Torah. So if I go to the Rambam, so the Rambam is crazy coming up here. And the Rambam Shishin is that Baal Dishte is not going. Bao Dishte is the school of Torah. And still the Gemara says, Klein Bo Alishti. So we say, Hu Be'acham is Tal Tim, the Rogen, Avalon Le Rogo. But, since it's Torah, so we should say, this is what's just for the Kuro. So what, so apparently, if we can say Tal Tim the Kuro, we cannot say, and it's what's just for the Kuro. So why does Ramon Pasco like a Bechelen, by this is what's in the order, that we say it's what's just for the Kuro. That's the concept of the Rambam. So the Chaim says that in the case of two agodes, we do not say it is the most important of the Kuro. Only in the case of one agode. idea that was related to the Holy Ghost is the Rabbi Yochanan, because the Kabbalah of the Mishnah means that the Akhnoyah should take place either as a joint Akhnoyah to the two of them, if that is possible, but if for some reason a joint Akhnoyah cannot be prepared, so then an individual Akhnoyah to each one of them should be prepared. So because of that, the Shlokim holds that in view of the fact that the preferential Kabbalah of the Mishnah is that the joint Akhnoyah should take effect. So the Mishnah can just like it, so not in view of, so the Mishnah can say that in view of the fact that the preferential Kabbalah of the Mishnah is that the joint Akhnoyah should take effect. So the Mishnah can just like one Akhnoyah, so we invite all the Mishnah for the law, and we want to say in view of the fact that there is no alternative, the Akhnoyah is no alternative, if it is possible for the joint Akhnoyah to take effect, then an individual Akhnoyah should take effect, so it's considered like two Akhnoyah. So the only reason is why the Rabbi Yochanan says that we apply a lot of Akhnoyah to the law is because over there it's considered one Akhnoyah. Why is it considered one Akhnoyah? Because the preferential Kabbalah of the Mishnah was that if it's only possible, so the joint Akhnoyah should take effect, not individual Akhnoyah. So the Mishnah is one Akhnoyah. Machain being the case of prayer and other things, they will definitely do others. Because in order that the highest of the day are, it's not just the dimension with the Yavai. Suppose two men will come today, we saw that who they was the day are not. We do not know who the door is, who the Yavai. So there's no still be able to meet our new day against the day are, because it's not relevant who the Yavai. What difference does it make? Who the Yavai? Now suppose two men will come today, that Reuben killed a certain person. Reuben killed the Jew, but they don't know who the Jew is. So, it's best he will not meet out his death against the Isaiah. Of course they'll meet out his death against the Isaiah, because it's not relevant who the real Isaiah is. So the Melee, if they even testify against the Reba and the Yerbah, in effect, they testify to him. First of all, they say that the Beer is highly dead, then they say the Yerba is highly dead. So it's two Akhnoyah. So in Meir, we cannot define the law of the Mishnah for the Torah. Machain case, in the case of Achim, the Chodah, we explain the order. So there's the preferential Kabbalah of the Mishnah was that it should take effect as a Jewish Akhnoyah to both. But only as an alternative. So an individual Akhnoyah to either one of them should take effect. But the preferential Kabbalah is that if only possible, it's your Akhnoyah should take effect. So the Meir is considered like one Akhnoyah. And he said, well, I got it, so maybe we apply the law of the Islam number.
The Talim, I think he was in the office. And then we went over the whole Ramban inside. Now, so it seems that the Rambam and the Ramban, the way they explain it more, the difficulty to read more is because of Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi mentions, Yerushalmi equates the machleket between Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish in the Gat, Achim and Chodah, which may be Odom, with the case of everything in detail, because of the common protection. So because of that, Rabbi Yochanan, usually the quality that whenever there is a machlok in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, so that works like Rabbi Yochanan. So, on the basis of that quality, inasmuch as Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says, in the case of Rabbi Yochanan and the other, where he is in the case of that is down in Swato, so in the male, we should pass like Rabbi Yochanan. And since the Yerushalmi equates the machlok of Rabbi Yochanan and the Shlobi with the case of Rabbi everything is easy because of the common protection law. So the male and the Shlokim is the one who says public in the book. Rabbi Yochanan says we don't say public in the book. So the male, we should pass through. So then according to Rabbi Yochanan, we should pass through like COVID. But of course we pass through like COVID because the pastors are putting that is a woman by COVID, because the woman says, hello, my woman. So that means that's the Masonic knowledge. It's not like a Bible. So
So the male comes to try to say, we have to pass not like the Lichanan, you know, but like this one. And the Arnold of the day is when he is coming to class. However, the Lichanan and the Rambam, they pass like the Lichanan, and of course, he only passed like one, not like the back. So the Rambam itself, these two explanations. One explanation is because they are the blessed that later say, Yon Omar Abish. The blessed is Yon. What the Abish said is Tan. Then there is a machlinke between Zohar and Roni, it's whether Tan is in a Nakhadish. The blessed says that Machlinke is in a Abish. That's what the blessed is. The blessed is Machlinke is in a Abish. Because Mishnah Machi says, Nid Zohar and Kaul and Kaul and Kaul and Kaul. So the name of the Tereyeh is the Mishnah Kavadloi, Chadei Chanel Tzvot, that by keeping Chodesh Minyon of it, then we're there, they come to say, so it's what we're talking about. So the word that says, Masih Tzvot Rabbeich. Then there's a Machlech to the Yidra Moi, one Amir that says, Yoi Tzvot Rabbeich, and one Amir that says, Loi Yoi Tzvot Rabbeich. So the Rambam has two explanations. To explain the sheet of the week, and that is the two, because the Rambam is written in the Rambam that we pass like over here, that everything is written because of it, called the Hotel Studio. So, after you call it, and the hot thing, we call it, and in the Machlit, we can talk in the week, and then we pass like the week. But in the Shalom, we explain the case of everything in detail, we have been the case of a case of Hotel Studio. So one explanation is the Ramban here, which is in my view, that when Yerushalmi did not place the case of everything in the case, with the case of Abin Yohanan in Odo, so the Yerushalmi placed it in connection with the Shlok, in connection with the Shlok, in other words, that is, in as much as the Shlok said, by Abin Yohanan, which may be Odo, it is by Abin Yohanan in Odo. So he said that we say Kaldin Yipure, so Rishlok is certainly has to agree with Chod. Rishlok is to agree with Abai. Machin says now he says, the Rabbein Chanan, so Rabbein Chanan, the Yashan doesn't mean that Rabbein Chanan has to agree with Abai. But Rishlok is also the Yashan says that the Rishlok is, who says Kaldin Yipure by Abin Yohanan in Odo, must agree with God. He has to say, Echot says, Abdul Mono, Nehot in Wilbur. My thing is that the reason and there is no equation between the case of Abdul Hot and Yoda and the case of every case he can cultivate, Kobo Hot and Yoda. So the reason can be like a fire, of course, it can be like a fire, and even according to what they do. Because over there, the Lichanan says that you take the bottle of a woman, so it's possible to see it. Because I mean, it's possible to talk about the law. But here, in the case of everything, you see that you've got to become a contact law. We cannot say anything about the law. But just one time. Not the fact that the Rambam says we are going to be that in view of the fact that there is a Mahalik Samaroy, in the Yerushalmi, whether you're in the summer place, there are no in the summer place, there are so all the way. The place of the just my easy desire in America. So what Mandela says, you're in the summer place. You're in the summer place. And the night of Mandela says, you're in the summer place. So what the Mahalik is in the drug of holding whether you're in the summer place there, or you're in the summer place there, so the Ramban says that actually there are two problems. In the case of Hakim Hodon, maybe Odon, we have two problems. One problem is the problem of Eden. Whether we say here in the Matthew or the book. Now, what is the Shire according to what Kathai said? So, what is the Shire whether we say this was just for the Pulo or not? Of course, it goes without basis and there is a woman of Eden for the Pulo. But when the Prime Minister, this is the Shire of Bantu, Because when we apply that law, when we want to the law, when it's one atom, my day is when it's two atoms, then we don't say it's about the law of the law. So I raise the question, why is there a barrier between the different people in the cases of Hakitin Hotel in New York? Going in the same way, we're facing the same. Why is there a barrier? After all, the law of the law is about the law of the law, it's only China, and that's only the same for the law. The Ramban Mahdi is only the same, I mean, there couldn't be any barrier than that. That in the case where two enemies come to them and they testify, Ruben, that Ruben borrowed $1,000 from you, and also that Lady borrowed $1,000 from you, and then it will turn out that ladies are claiming to lend him you. So will anyone say, see, they are going to doubt to the avoidance between lending and Ruben? So it's bottled from the name because they are claiming of lending you there. So the male, they are going and Ruben is doing it. Also, but who will say that? Yeah, even they'll say both are going to talk in you. But this is two heavens, two agodes, so and one agode is bottle, we don't say that the other agode is bottle. When we say it's what's done for the full of, it is the same agode. Now if it is different agode. So the question is this, a piece in the bottle is living on. What kind of maturity did he need to be? Sister, did he need to be half of the apostle to Ruben and half of the apostle to Shimon? So then, it's to support Agodes, even though it's a same piece of paper, but it's to support Agodes. So why does the book say it's about the protocol? And this the Kabbalah means not to be individual Hakroi, individual Shriya, in head of this Hakroi, an individual Shriya to insisting in head of the Hakroi to Ruben, in Ruben, and head of the Hakroi that it should be best the title to become best the Shimon. So, but the Kabbalah of the ministry was to give a joint freedom in open the body, not half of the body should become vested in Ruben, and half of the body should become vested in Shimon. But a joint freedom involves a joint transfer, not an individual transfer of half of the body to Ruben and half of the body to Shimon. So then, why do we want to say that we don't take it for the Lord? That's a high level. So a high level, that if someone writes this down, a Christian, called the host of the city, or called the host of the city, the woman who is in it, so then it means both. It means that referentially, he prefers, if only possible, that a joint creator should take effect in both, that you should take effect in the joint creator. But if for some reason there is one who cannot be taken, so then it should be an individual creator. I mean that's called joint intelligence strength. So that's the chart in the Mahlakya between the Mahlakya and the body. So the middle way, number one, the basic one of the nation means that it is possible that both should acquire a joint creator in open hosting, not one 50% and the other 50%, but that both should acquire a joint creator in open hosting as if they had been one person. A joint creator in open hosting. So, like in other words, like Jesus abides, when his father died and the reason in the hosting, so, and he has two sons, so it's not that the ocean is how 50% in one sum and 50%. The both counts the whole thing that completes the body. So here too, he prefers, if possible, that he should take effect that he doesn't create more. But if there is one who can acquire for one reason or another, so then the one who can acquire should acquire an individual tree. In other words, he must be as both as a joint and several transfer. So really, this is how the Chaim explains. So that's the Mahalik that we are here. So the book is said, since in this particular case, it cannot take effect as a joint tree and both. Because in regard to Shimon, they are crazy. So really, it has to take effect only as an individual tree. In Ruben. So the mainland, so it takes effect as an individual creator in Ruben.
English. But he's going to say, he preferential, he wants, he prefers that he should take effect in his career. So maybe that would be, and it's more than good, and more so. So maybe he says, but the good law, and it's not how, even in respect of it. Gentlemen, so this is the fact in the Ramban. So the Ramban says, the second paragraph in the Ramban here is that the machlokes between the two animals, whether you're the Torah or you're the Torah, because in the case that is not in the order, we have two problems to answer. What question is the question of any different of the book? In other words, where it's considered like one abode or like two abode. So, the other problem is the problem of confusing the whether we say Shtar Shabbat or Mishra Seh, but also. Whether we say Shtar Shabbat or Mishra Seh, is but also. So, the Mandorba will say, Yoni Samaradol is there. The Mandorba will say, Yoni Samaradol is there. Why? If what is the matter say? That Mahmish in his diary of the Pichelem, which Mishnah is Kavadol is there? The Mishnah of which Rechelem is all about. So, obviously, Rebbe Rebbe holds that is bottle to bowl, so it's based upon the score of any demand of the law. The Mandorba will say, because if it is based upon the score, that we do not think of the bullet, so then what bearing does the Mishnah of this Yahweh called the bottle have upon here that is based upon the Allah of 3,000 years ago, of Shtar Shabbat and Mishra Seh. So there are two problems to question up here. One problem is whether it's one Agode or two Agode. The other problem is whether we say Shtar Shabbat and Mishra Seh, but of course, since the Shtar is the Shtar that was executed for both, and the Shtar Matone for Mubin, and the Shtar Matone for Shimeh, and what? And the Shabbatone for Shimon, do we say that he has to become bottle? And the Shabbatone for women as well. So the Mandorba will say, now, the Mandorba definitely explains the Pichan is doing and the longest of any one of the Mandorba. Because otherwise he will say, must be the style of the Pichan. But so the Mandorba will say, you're the Mandorba there, he holds that the Yechanan is to be based upon a disposition for the Kulot. The Mandorba will say, lower in some of the Kulot. He holds the reason as to why the Yechanan says that the Mandorba is vocal, not because of a disposition for the Kulot, but because of Shtar Shabbat and Mishra Seh. Shtar Shabbat and Mishra Seh is for the Kulot. That was first. So maybe the Mishnah put that on the vocal has no bearing on it. So when the Yerushalmi is great, because the case of particular because of the great order, with the case of everything is going to become a fantastic law, that Yerushalmi calls with the Mandorma, the slower is coming. So that means, because the Rabbi Yochanan longest is based upon Shtar Shabbat and Mishra Seh for the Kulei, not upon the Mandorma for the Kulei. So the melee then, there is a equation between the question that is involved here, by everything we say, whether we say, according to Abayu, so we say, we're talking in Gule. Well, it's still talking in Gule. The Shtar Shabbat and Mishra Seh is what is Gule, and the contrary, the Yechanan, Shtar Shabbat and Mishra Seh, we're what is Gule. So when the Yerushalmi equation, the case that is involved in the order, with the case of everything we say, so then the cause that Yerushalmi goes, I'll leave the Mandorma, the lawyer is going to play. So that means the Rabbi Yochanan being based upon the longest of Paulina de Boer or not, not Paulina de Boer. So maybe there is a claim. But of course, Mandorba would say, there is someone like that. So then Rabbi Yochanan being is not based upon the Shire of Shtar Shabbat and Shabbat and Kula or the Kula, but it's based upon each one of the Kula. So maybe there is no equation between everything he said and the way of Hakim and Hakim. I mean, So the whole Ramban is in Chayla, according to the Efesh of Chayla. The Chayla is in Chayla, the Ramban. Now, the way we explain the Gemara, The way we explain this to us, in order to explain also the Pirushan Mishnah in the Rambam, the Rambam Pirushan Mishnah says that the reason is why the Meir says, she a car and comes to your career. So it's because the Meir holds with something in Gure, and the Gure says that only much in the Havam is the Gure, right, explains it on the basis of with something in Gure. But in Maskone, the Gure explains it on the basis of who's there, you know, glory. So we explain it as well. In other words, that the Havamin of Gimore also knew that the Meir's view is based upon the law of the Lord. If there hadn't been a law of the Lord, so then, even though Kol Nechotai, which is on the plane, is a Israelite, is a Republican expression, is a Davidic aspect, so what is the Republican expression? But we know what he meant. So as long as we know that what the Lord meant, so the Meir should be affected. But the reason is why the Meir says, the Torah of the Mechere is because there is a question of Sphira to the Mechere, of the Torah. In other words, of the whole world should be clear and explicit and unambiguous. If there is a dependency, so then it becomes consistent with our work of the Torah, with our work of the Torah. But in the case of Asmir Honnabot Aikino, then there would be a result of the Torah. Because in the case where the Star is written Asmir Honnabot Aikino, then it's two separate stories. So what difference does it make whether the two separate stories are written on two sheets of paper or the two separate stories are written on one sheet of paper? So if the separate star after the one more is the star to hope and the expression is the hot eye which is very great to you all is the star atone. So true, there is a dependency. So the dependency is only the star atone, but not in the star here. So when is there a shadow, when is there a problem, if he writes it in one, so if we take a little bure, so then it means, if we take a little bure, then we split the people of Kol Nechotai into Hatsme Kol Nechotai. If we split it into Hatsme Kol Nechotai, so it's the story. So that's why the Gemara says, that the Meir obviously holds great a little bure, because if the Meir would hold a little bure, then the Kol Nechotai would be reduced into Hatsme Kol Nechotai. And if it's reduced to the meaning to have the other side, so then there is no repugnance in the Shah before, only in the Shah Maton. So then, this is how the Raman Shah can explain it. So then the Gemara says, no, that generally speaking, that the Meir also holds the problem. So let's say the Meir will be agreeing with Robin in the Sanhedrin, of blaming what we are saying, Plainly, what we are saying, so we are here, Mr. Abno. Plainly, what we see, so we are here, Mr. Abno. Go ahead, Abno, and all go. Why? Because when someone says plainly, what we are saying, so he says two things, actually. First of all, he says, plainly, what? Who the nearby is not important as far as the healing of the relay is concerned. And then he also says, I'm not here. So he says,
two considerations, two problems, two questions.
One question is a question as to whether we say that you must be talking about a woman. In other words, in the case where the Hagodah faith is struggling, because the main thing prefers that it should take effect as a joint free of God. So the Hagodah faith is one of them. But if joint free can take effect, so then it should be an individual free to take effect. So the question is whether we apply that we have been from the law, or we don't apply. The Meichan says that we do apply. And Rishmoki says we do not apply. Then the next question is whether we can start the bottom of the but of bullet. So according to the Meichan, we do not say. So then there is another question. And whether we say start the bottom of the but of bullet. From the melee, that means that we can have some that as far as the shine of the world is concerned, so we don't consider it as one another. Inasmuch as the melee wants that it should take effect as a general fear. So the melee that the faith is one another, so we say it's one of the world. But then in regard to the question as to whether we apply the law of starting what we thought about the bullet, so we pass like bullet. So the melee, we have so we say, even if it was maybe a given. And because of the Kongi Hotai, new law, it happened to be the Hotai is going to be why? Because actually, so we have to say, and then the Gemara is telling about this book. So we have to say that actually, even though we pass like Mone, and Ramban uses the notion that Stas Mone is not a good part of Mone, so the expression of Stas Mone is not a good part of Mone is based upon the fact that we say about this book. So in many ways, we split the people of Kono Hotai Kono, into after Kono Hotai Kono. So then it becomes two stories. So that's why it is not possible as we start before, because it's too short. But suppose it would be a kind of a start that couldn't be reduced into the story, then everybody would agree that start the bottle is not in the bottle. And the reason is why it's not. The reason is why I'm not going to say, Shri Rabbi Tata from the heart of the Abbey, the Oma, the Shri Rabbi Tata in the Shri Rabbi Eben. So the Rambam says, because Rav Nachman holds, Shtar Shabbat Mishot is not a problem. But what he really means is, Shtar Shabbat Mishot is the kind of a Shtar that I'm saying it's one Shtar, because one Shtar. But our belief with our work of Pagilan Dibure becomes reduced into two Shtar. So that's why it's not a problem. But if we could have a kind of a Shtar that could stop the being reduced into the Shtar, then it could be effective in regard to Matone, it could be effective in regard to Shiho, and ineffective in regard to Matone. So the only reason is why the Rambam says that Rode expresses the aloha of Shtar Shabbat on Mishnah the Lord for the Kole is because it is two stories, because it can be reduced out of the two stories. That's why we say Lord for the Kole. But if for some reason the Shtar could not be split into two stories, we could say about the Bore, then we would say Shtar Shabbat Mishnah for the Bore. So I mean, it shouldn't be confused, because the Rambam emphasizes that the shaita between Rode, Rabbe and Rode is that whether we say Shtar Shabbat Mishnah for the Bore or not for the Bore. But what it really means is whether we say about the Bore. So in any way, if we say about the Bore, then it becomes reduced in the Bishnah. So the melee we don't say Shtar Shabbat Mishnah for the Bore, because one Shtar is bottle, and the other Shtar is not bottle, the Shtar Batone is bottle, the Shtar Shiko is not bottle. But if for some reason it could be split into two stories, and it would remain one Shtar, so then if it's ineffective in regard to Batone, it would be ineffective in regard to Shiko. Alright. Now, Reb Chaim is buried, Reb Chaim actually is buried in the Seder. But then Reb Chaim has another buried that is not mentioned in the Seder. Now the case against the Rambam is, now the is the case. Here the Yoshawa says, a vision, and we move to the same path like a vision. That Akin is for the Shriyodom, so we say it's for the Shaspatukulo, so why don't we say it's for the Shaspatukulo by bringing one with the Shriyodom? But what the answer? Because we say Tawdun is Bule. So when we say Tawdun is Bule, by Akin is for the Shriyodom also. So we have to say that if it's possible to apply the law of this person to the law, we can apply the law of something to it. So in many ways, so why did God be saying by 21 years saying, how do you move it? Let's just say it was person to the law. That's the right answer. So the right answer is that there are too many games like Korea, and then there is Fondobo. Fondobo also happens to have a shedding. So let me say it was person to the law when shedding is dead, but it's possible. But from the law, does not seem to have to say so it's not fair to say it's what's the rule. So the Rabbi says, in the case if someone comes and says, Achei Tihan Yisur, the Rutan is Yishin, Zinzor is Vahim, so then God wouldn't say, Tawin is Bure, the best thing is he tell you to say against the Vahim was his family with his sister, but not the best thing. Because since regarding the sister is a Yishin, so in the Torah, so in Melech, from the melee, we say it was just for the law. Because the Hagodah against the sister has to tell you, but the bottle is. So since it is bottle regarding the sister, because the bottle regarding the playing of. But playing the body is playing. So when a person testifies against himself, the person has a Halishan in it. That means a Halishan, he does it, he confesses, and it's nothing to testify. He doesn't. When a person testifies against himself, it's not a testimony. It becomes bad. So he doesn't tell the Shemaria, so he cannot say it is what he does. And how about when you are with so that I live in Havi Zahide, that by when you are with days, since these days he will fail, while these days, so in many ways, while these days is more than God. It's like testifying against himself. When someone testifies against his wife, so it's like testifying against himself because there is an identity of personality of me according to the right. It's like one person. So when the husband testifies about his wife, it's like testifying about himself. So in many ways, we do not say it's about the social, but of course, we do not say it's about the social. So the Kashi against the Rambam is so according to the right. Only if I say about each thing, so we say about each way. But when we go out of the house, we do so we do not say about each way. But when we go out of the house, we do not say about each way. The Rambam says, we do not say it, then by each is the richer. So we do not call it by two brothers, not from the law. So the male is, and still we do not say about each way. So we cannot say the kind of shock, according to the Rambam. Now the kind says, according to the Rambam, we say about each way. By bringing the family of family of a 24 hour thing because it's too heavy, it's too aggressive. Because he couldn't hide the brain without testifying the identity, as to the identity of the Yom. But this is the place as far as the Chinuch of the Rebbe is concerned, who the Yom is. Suppose here he will testify that Reuben killed in Israel. So he wants to say, who did Israel? Does it make any difference? Who he is? So here too, who the Yom is not important. But the important thing is that the lady is the rebel. So it's too athletic. So that's why we don't say it's for the Kulo. But the issue by Jesus Christ in the Yodo, in view of the fact that the Kabbalah of the Nation is, he prefers that the transfer to take effect as a joint creative mode, not as an individual creative. Only if it cannot take effect as a joint creator, then the one who can acquire should acquire it as an individual creator. So the middle is considered one another. So we say it's what somebody says. That's one time. The Rav Chaim mentioned it. Then, but Baalpeh, the Rav Chaim mentioned another time. He said, now, the more I said, or will be more, there is my wicked, the more, whether we think I will be more in connection with in connection with between Rav Zvi and Rav Mori in this Mishnah, Baal Shoma the Ashti of Ishti a year ago. So whether we memorize Allah. Now, so called you to go and my brother has been to say that thou shalt not ask your issue a year ago. So you never have a habit. Why you never have a habit? Because you have a habit in your little bit. We must pray out, it's not your little bit. So he says that his memory is a being to come a habit. So it's not the same, the same type of Paulina de Gure as the Paulina de Gure as the Paulina de Gure of bringing the Bible thing. Because by bringing the Bible thing, so it's really people. In other words, when the person says bring the Bible thing, so in effect, he says two things, two things. One is playing the other day. The second statement is I'm your bar. So he lets it go and he reduces it to two devotees. Into two devotees. But in case, when the Bao says the last year is a year ago, 5 years ago. So we don't accept it that God vis-a-vis in Matreya, but vis-a-vis in Kamala. Here we cannot say in the people into two devotees. That he says two things. First of all, I divorced my wife a year ago, and I also divorced my wife today. He doesn't say to me. By the way, so he says two things, in effect. So first he says, playing the Rebeya, playing Roba Roho, and then he says, Amir Amir, playing Boalishi. So he says two things, playing Boalishi, and my wife is busy. But then again, when he says, you have to be a year ago, so he cannot reduce it to the good, he says two things. First of all, I divorced my wife is legal, and secondly, that my wife is in Russia today. I mean, that wouldn't make sense. So, how does Rabbi say, Paulin de Gure? So, here, Paulin de Gure means Paulin de Gure. In other words, we believe in respect to become a habit, we don't believe in respect. Because when he says pray to the Bani Yotzei, then there is a stirah in his Akode. So it's like the Gemara in Givones, Vidvorecho Akimoto. The Gemara says in Givones that if someone, he comes, a ger, someone who is Cheskas ger, comes to Bezin and he says, Nizgayarti Beidin Levinatsi. So the Gemara Nachman Bar Yitzchok says in Givones, that means Zayin, Nemon Atom Yisrael Yores Atzmecho, Viyato Nemon Livzun Zbunecho. Esatz Micho, because he says this guy out to bring me. So what does it mean bring me? So it means I'm still good. Because a Gaius with bring me without best is no Gaius. So the goal Akur is a goal. And the goal does not have the limones of Yakir. Only Israel has the limones of Yakir. So in order to pass his children, his sons, so he must be Israel. If he's not Israel, he's not known. But the pastor himself, that's how it is, Shabbat Nafshach Tichon Yisure. Shabbat Nafshach Tichon Yisure applies not only to Yisure, applies to Nakam also. So the main way, Rav Nachman Yitzchok said, never not to leave Zilas Atzmecho, because that's on the basis of Shabbat Nafshach Tichon Yisure. Shabbat Nafshach Tichon Yisure, Yisharira, applies to Nakam also, applies to Nakam also, but they have to never leave Zilas Benach, because in order to pass on the body, so then he must be in Yisure. And he says, I am going. This guy out of me laughs me. So there is an impotency in that body. There is a still in that body. There is a logical contradiction. Because he in effect says, I am no the money, son of what I say. Because he says, this guy out of me laughs me, I am no. And if I am no, I am no the money to pass on my children. Because only Yisrael has the money of Yaakov. So the main way, by playing the Rebbe Yatzeini, we couldn't say, how can I do this? What should we say? That we accept the whole Akkadah. That the Pleni was Revei Ayin. But in respect to the Pleni, we should be Mikav Akkadah. In respect to himself, we shouldn't be Mikav Akkadah. Moreover, if in respect to the Pleni, we have to be Mikav the whole Akkadah, then the Pleni was Revei Ayin, we'll say that. So then he's a Moshe, and the Moshe is supposed to play this. And the Akkadah of the Moshe is inadmissible, even if he happens to tell the truth. Because we cannot be Mikabu that body of the Moshe, even if he happens to tell the truth, we cannot be Mikabu. So there is still something wrong with Moshe, and the Moshe is supposed to lay this. So that's the reason as to why, by the way, we do not say Paulina the Moshe, and then we have to say Paulina the Boy. So
sono in mele, so, bike, rimangono zenni, da Rambam, da Rambam, i egwis, ui, da Rambam, 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 ma c'è che if it's about the boss, so it doesn't even have any days, so we can apply the alocher, a finish about the course, so, and that's the business to buy my plane in Bahn, we are saying, we say, Paul Gimbibure, because we cannot say, English but just about the course, because it doesn't have any shemmings. So then the question would arise, but the Rambam says that if someone would say plain balachis, then we don't say Paul Gimbibure. And only Bakeli Balishti we say Paul Gimbibure, because Paul Gimbibure is Paul Gimbibure. But the Rambam Shitti is that Paul Gimbibure is Rishim Rishim, and still we say Paul Gimbibure. So the answer is, by plain balishti, the Paul Gimbibure is not the same kind of Paul Gimbibure as by plain balachis. By playing in Balachis, so Paul Gimbibure means we split the Dibur into two Dibur. In other words, because he says two things, and so we accept one statement, the other statement we reject. But we couldn't say Paul Gimbibure's by playing the Balachis, because before, of course, that's in regard to playing the Balachis. But in Balachis, there is no stir. So there, the Paul Gimbibure, when the Gimbibure Sanhedrin says, that by playing Balachis, we say Paul Gimbibure is the same kind of Paul Gimbibure as in connection with, as in the case of the Baal Shomar Rastri system in Afreya. So we trust him, we come with Agode, we come with Habe, we give him Habe. So that doesn't mean we split the Dibur to the Dibur. He says two statements. So we accept one statement and we reject the other statement. Then it means we accept the whole statement, there's just one statement, but only vis-a-vis Kalahabe, not vis-a-vis Rimafreya. So here too, Plini Boalishti, so then we accept, so he testifies that his wife is Chayim as we say, and the plane is Chayim as we say. So we accept the whole Agode vis-a-vis the plane, but vis-a-vis his wife is a covered, and here we cannot say Litvoro covered room and covered with posleides. Covered with posleides in regard to the covered, but not in regard to the plane. By putting the Bible, it's saying if he's a Moshe, he's a Moshe, he's a Moshe, everything. So in my memory, it's there is a spirit. So we cannot say Paul in the Mones. But by putting Baal Mishti, we say Paul in the Mones. So in my memory, since we can say Paul in the Mones, we don't apply the Aloha finish for the transport of Kulo. When we apply the Aloha in the English for the transport of Kulo, only if it's Paul in the, if a Mikzas of the Hagode is rejected. But if we accept the whole Hagode in relation to one person, so in relation to one person, it's not even more. And in relation to that person, so then we don't accept it altogether. So we cannot say, English is not possible. And this is the second text of the Bible. Now, let's turn to the Gemara in Makkos. The first line. In where it took me a crime to have it. So when I put the name out, that we leave the mouth of the chicken. I'm going to put a bit of a shoe of a puppy, he lest we leave it, love was a cargo as a mouth. So according to that scripture, Rashi, the Raibet and Rabbah. According to Rashi, so in where it took me were testified, they were crime to have it. They were crime to have it. Where it took me all day. And they testified. And what did they testify? So according to Rashi, they were already Alborim. And they were craving Modor. So that when they were already Alborim, so they testified that Reuven, really, they took it testified that Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon. And that Levi was a dog. And the Lord of Itubia were first cousins, let's say, of Levi, the dog. So then they became, what's the Alochem by Yohem? If someone becomes a Shohem, just an ordinary Shohem. So, if it's possible to collect from the Levi, then Bezdin does not collect from the Shohet. But if the Levi has no funds, so then person collects from the shul, from the world. So they testify that the woman borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, and that Levi became a shul. But they were first cousins of Levi. So Hakope wanted to be become Davis and be Michael Ruben, because in regard to Ruben, they were not trained. And now Ruben had one, so in other words, it wasn't even a gay deal. So in many ways, it was a kosher Eretz. So on the Rabbi Levi, Rabbi Shimon Hakope, he rested with Levi, and was around him. So true, right now, he has problems. So Ruben has problems. But suppose he wouldn't have any problems. Then, because of this Agode, Bezdin would have to collect from the Omer. So the name of this Agode, right now, is a Agode not only against Ruben, it's a Agode against Levi too. Regardless of the fact that right now, Bezdin doesn't have to collect from the Omer, because the Levi has problems. So the name of, since it's a Agode against Shimon Ruben and against Levi, and it's bottle Gabi Levi, because they are claiming, so Yishmat also about the Korah. Yishmat also about the Korah, so similar to Rabbi Yechon's name in Yerushalayim. This is how Rashi explains it. This is how Rashi explains it. The Raibed is chelik on Rashi. And he says, in the case of Eid Al-Hoy, who are in Yerushalayim, the Tubye, testified that Ruben borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, and that Levi became an Oreb, so then, even though they are claiming of the Oreb, but the Ides, Ligabe, Ruben and Shimon shouldn't become bottle, because it's two separate Agodes. And because it's like two Eidim testifying, talking to Ibn Bezin, that Ruben borrowed from Shimon $1,000, and that Levi borrowed from Ruben $1,000, and they are claiming of Levi and Yehuda. So, would anyone say that the Ides, Ligabe, Ligabe, Ruben and Shimon is bottle? It's two separate Agodes. So here, they testify that Ruben is high $1,000, the Shimon is responsible, and Levi. All right, it's because of the same Maisal way, but it's two separate reunion. It's two separate agodas. Now, the Balamoya agrees with Rashi, and he's massive coming against the right. He's massive against the right. And so the Ramban raises the question against the Balamoya, why does he say that by the Al-Boy, we wouldn't say Kalbun Nibu. Wouldn't say Kalbun Nibu. And he says, we would say, Eidi Shimon Kutsas Matokot. He agrees with Rashi. But would the Balamoya say that if two Eidi would testify in Resni, that Ruben borrowed from Shimon $1,000, and that Levi borrowed from Yehuda $1,000, and if they are claiming to Levi and Yehuda, that they are going, and Ruben and Shimon is bottle? So the answer is, of course, the Balamoya, it's not Mistabler, that Balamoya would say such a strange thing, that if two Eidi testify in Resni, that Ruben borrowed from Shimon $1,000, and that Levi borrowed from Yehuda $1,000, and if they are claiming to Levi and Yehuda, that if the Eidah should be bottled, we got Behu Inchi. It's two separate Agodas. So even if it's talking in Dibur, we do not say Eidah Shimon Tosfot Matot. But here the Gemara says, Arbe, created Arbe. Now, the Gemara in Bobasra points out the difference between an Orev and a Kappel. If there is an ordinary Orev, and then there is an Orev Kappel. What's the difference between an ordinary Orev and an Orev Kaplan? An Orev is what is called in English Ishoi. Ishoi. Now let's say, if somebody becomes Ishoi in the Roman family bank, so the bank will not hold the surety responsible as long as they can collect from the borrower. But if the borrower can collect from the borrower, so then they'll collect from the surety. That's an ordinary Orev. Orev means that the primary liability is incumbent upon the lien. And only in case or where it's impossible to collect from the lien, then the Orev becomes responsible. But then there is an Orev Kaplan. Orev Kaplan means that the undertaking is that I am primarily liable. In other words, that the Malbe can proceed against the Kaplan, the Orev Kaplan, even though it's possible to collect from the lien. So in other words, when will Rashi and the Malamoya say that we say Inishman Tosafot the Kula only in case of Eidah Al-Hoye and when the Orev is an ordinary Orev, not an Orev Kaplan. But if it is an Orev Kaplan, so then it's like two separate Al-Hoyes. Only in the case where it's an ordinary Orev. So mainly the Rashi and the Balamoya hold that simply the liability of the Ore is grounded in the liability of the Leve, and so he's not an independent, he's not independently liable, but only it's based upon the liability of the Leve, so it's one of them. So it's one of them. That's why we say it is one of them. Anyway, the hybrid says that in the case of if Eloy and Tuvi had been in our way, then Rabbuni Brei Rabbi Yeshua wouldn't say Eidish Ivan Tzos Pazukur. He wouldn't say Eidish Ivan Tzos Pazukur. Then we would say Pazukur Begula. Right. Now, the Ramban Mohammed is, so he mentions the Ramban Yashitem, which is like Rashi. And he mentions the Raivet. He mentions the Asogel Ba'amwe and Raivet, and he says that the Asogel Ba'amwe and Raivet is no Asogel. Because the Raivet is right in the case of Eidah Al-Goye. In the case of Eidah Al-Goye, we wouldn't say Eidah Shibon Tzos Matokor. Then we would say Pardum and Nibor. But his Chelik and Raivet is Pshatos. He says, in the case, how does the Raivet explain the Gemara to Rabbi Tuvia? Not by Eidah Al-Goye, but by Eidah Hidon. I forgot to mention how the Raivet explains the Gemara of Rabbi Tuvia. Not like Rashi and Al-Goye, that the Rabbi Tuvia testified that Ruben borrowed $1,000 from Shimon and Levi became short. But there was Ruben borrowed from Shimon $1,000 and Levi became an Oren. That's not contested. The Arabi who saw that Ruben borrowed from Shimon $1,000 and Levi became an Oren. So that's not contested. But when Ruben demanded the money, claimed the money, $1,000 from when Shimon, they claimed the $1,000 from Ruben. So Ruben said, I paid you already. A month ago I paid. So then Ruben took the came and he testified that only this morning he in their presence. So Ruben in their presence made a doy to Shimon that he has not paid up the debt. So they are in the doy that Shimon only this morning, that Ruben only this morning said in their presence, was made to Shimon, in their presence, I didn't pay up the debt. And these, and we took your claim of the Oreb, they were not claiming of the Leve and the Maori. So in such a case, Rabune, so Rapope at first held that we can be kabbalists. True, we cannot be kabbalists. We gabe the Ore, but we can be kabbalists. We gabe Ruben and Shimon. So Rabune Brei Rabbi Yeshua said, but suppose it will be impossible to collect from the Levi. Then you'll have the right to proceed against the Ore. So mainly the Edes right now. The who testified that they heard this morning how Ruben admitted to Shimon that he didn't pay up the debt. So it's not so what does it mean? So it's not only an Edes that Ruben is still higher. It's also an Edes that Levi is still higher. So mainly we have to say Edes Shemotom Mitzoso Gotokum. So why is the Haibes Pshat better than Rashi's Pshat? Well, so the Rabban says that it's much better, because in Rashi's Pshat, so they are testifying the same two things. So we certainly should say Pardim. Two separate agadas, and they say two things. First of all, they say that Ruben borrowed from Shimon, and that also the Levi is high. The Levi is high. Mashiach in the case where it's admitted that there was our boy and that Ruben and that Levi came in of it. But Ruben claims that he already paid, and then the Eidim testify that they heard Ruben this morning being made to Shimon in their presence that he didn't pay up the debt. So mainly here we cannot say that they say two things. First of all, Yehuda Bitubia saying that Ruben is higher. And also the door is higher, because so we accept one statement, not the other. Here it's impossible to accept one statement and not the other, because we know that he became an Oren. This is established that he became an Oren. But if if women had paid up a month ago, so then the liability of the Ohev would have been Ifka. But here they testify that he was made, he didn't pay up. So maybe the liability of the Ohev was not Ifka, did not terminate. So anyway, we cannot accept one statement and not the other. We cannot accept one statement and not the other. So how could Rav Pope say, we accept the Eides Ligabi Leive, but even though we can't accept it, Ligabi the Horeb, so I mean according to the Raive, so the Pshat is, here we do not say Eides Shepot from Mitzos of Atopolo. That was the swore of Rav Pope. Because in this case, where the Darboye and the Kabbalah Salmas by Rumi is Aram contested. And the Shaila is whether Rubin paid up in Maltigo or not. And they even testify, he testified that he was made this morning, that he didn't pay up. So the Mele, Rav Kope said, Ligabe Rubin, the Arichaiki. So the Mele, we accept the whole Agode that he was made. But Ligabe Dore, we don't accept the Agode because they are crazy. So, but it is what just what we call all. So in other words, Rav Pope's story was, according to the Raive, as Rav Chaim says in the Rambam, that when do we say it is what just what we call all, if, let's say, we accept one part of the Agodah and we don't accept the other part. So then we say, since one part of the Agodah is bottled, so the whole thing is bottled. Mashiach, where in regard to one person, we accept the whole Agodah, and in regard to the other person, we don't accept. So then we don't say in the Shemot Tos Matoko. That was the Svore of Rav Pope. But then Rav Bunit Rav Yishua says, no, that we do have five Aloha in the Shemot Tos Matoko. So in Mele, what does it mean? That according to Rav Bunit Rav Yishua, we apply the Aloha in the Shemot Tos Matoko, even when it's a question of Palgir and the Manas. That also comes with the Aloha of the Shemot Tos Matoko. But Rambam rejects his Chilkan Raya. And he says, the Raya's Pshat is much better than Rashi's pshat, but that's not the right pshat in the Gemara either. That's not the right pshat in the Gemara either. In other words, so the Rambam in Chami says that in the case of Eide Yidoye, then Rabbuna Breit Rav Yeshua would agree with Rav Pope that we can be covered the Eides against Rubin, since they are thinking in respect to Rubin, even though they are craving in respect to God. So Rabbuna Breit Rav Yeshua wouldn't say this one just for. So how does he explain the Gemara of Ilo Abituriye? He says that here there was a Yalvoye Bishtah. And there was a Yalvoye Bishtah. Now if there is Yalvoye Bishtah, so then the halacha is that the Levi cannot say Bright, because Shtor be other Bright. So there was a Shtah that Ruben borrowed $1,000 from Shimon and the Levi became an Ohev. So Ruben wouldn't have any money to say Bright, because Shtor be other Bright. But two Eidim Baal Peh here, two Eidim came to testify that they saw that Rubin paid up the debt, and they were craving of the Ohev, but they were drinking as the Rubin and Shimon. So Rav Pope said that inasmuch as right now Rubin has funds, and the purpose of that body of Eloi Vidubi was to pattern Rubin, because they tested the Ali Vidubi. They testified that they saw that Rubin paid out of them. So in Melee, we can be Mechayev, Bezdin can be Mechayev, Bezdin can pattern Rubin, because there is a body. But there is a body. So Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yishua said, but suppose the Rubin has no funds. So who is the liable party? The liable party is the Ohev. And they are claiming of the Ohev. So remember, that means that this is a Godesh of Ptur, not only in respect to Ruben. It's a Godesh of Ptur that the Ohev is also Potter. So Mele, it's Potter Gam. Now, so it's Potter Gam. Now, what's the oneness? What's the oneness in what oneness is involved between the Haile and the Rambam? The Raive cheating is, on that question, that Reb Chaim considers it as a double portion in the Rambam cheating, that we do not say Yishmat Tzos Matal Kulo if we accept the whole Agode in respect to one person, and we don't accept the Agode in respect to the other person, respect the other person. So, according to the Rambam, that was the machlokes between Rav Pope and Rav Huna ben Rav Yehoshua. Rav Pope held that we do not say Yiddish Pot Mitzvah Sabbat Kulo if we say Kalgin and Emones, and Rav Huna ben Rav Yehoshua said, even if we say Kalgin and Emones, so we still couldn't say Kalgin and Emones because of Yiddish Pot Mitzvah Sabbat Kulo. So the Aloch of Yiddish Pot Mitzvah Sabbat Kulo implies not only if one statement of the Agoda is bottle, so the whole Agoda becomes bottle, but if you respect one person, the Agoda is bottle, is inadmissible, so they can respect another person, it's also inadmissible. And now it's like Rav Huna ben Rav Yehoshua. The Rambam is chilek because the Rambam agrees with Rav Chaim Solovyets in the Rambam. So the Rambam shita is that in such a case, if the Edim are really Agoye, so then Rav Huna ben Rav Yehoshua would agree that Beis Din could be recovered in the Agoye and be Mechayev Levi, even though the apostle recovered Oye. Because since we don't reject any part of the Agoda, and in respect to the Leve, to Huve, we accept the whole Agoda, so, but only in respect to the other Leve, we don't accept the Agoda, so we can say Shimon Tosmos. That's the Rambam. Now, whereas the Rambam agrees with Reb Chaim Solovyets in the Rambam. So the Rambam explains the Gemara that they were to be or in the Peroe. So since they are in the Peroe, so we cannot say Palgin and Mones, because then there is a stir. We do not say Palgin and Mones if there is a stir. Why? Because the Borah Akmato, they persuade this. Oh, by playing the Bangla Tsaini, we cannot say Palgin and Mones. Why can't we say Palgin and Mones by playing the Bangla Tsaini? Because we cannot say we accept the whole Agoda that the Tsaini was the Beyahim. Because if the Tzaini was the Beyahim, the Tzaini, so is the Moshe. And the Moshe's Hagoda is inadmissible, even when he tells the truth, it's inadmissible. So, it's because there was a stira, so you could not say Palgin and Mones. So that's the reason as to why Rav Huna ben Rav Yehoshua said that we cannot be recovered the Hagoda in respect to Ruvein. Why? Because they didn't marry the Peroe. So why did Rav Huna, what did Rav Papa say? That in as much as in respect to Ruvein and Shimon, they are clean. So maybe we can become an Agoda of Yigudim and Tuvia. That Ruvein paid up the debt a month ago, so that he is put there. But, so we'll say what? Palgin and Emones, in respect to Ruvein the Leve, we accept the Agoda that he paid and that he is put there. But in respect to the other, we don't accept the Agoda. So that would mean that the Leve, is potter from paying the debt, $1,000, and Levi, the owner, the surety is higher. That's a start of the sasra. It's a logical impossibility that in the case of Eidal Goye, so then we have no logical impossibility. No logic, we don't have any logical contradiction. Because there is no logical contradiction in the Levi being mechuyev and the owner being potter. But there is a logical contradiction in the Levi being potter and all of being chayim. That's a tata disaster. So it's like, what difference does it make? What kind of a contradiction there is in the Agoda? Whether the contradiction consists in the fact that Lidvor of Koshu, Lidvor of Akumu, and his first ladies, or there is a logical contradiction. So maybe we could not say, Palgin and Emones. Mashiach came in the case of Eidal Goye, then, according to Rambam, we say Palgin and Emones. And we do not say Eidish Matutos Matokot. So I'm mentioning it because that sheds light on the longness of Reb Chaim and the Rambam. According to Reb Chaim's other teretz in the Rambam, so the Aloha of Eidish Matutos Matokot only applies to a case where part of the Agoda becomes bottle. So then we say the whole Agoda becomes bottle. But if person accepts the whole Agoda in relation to one person and not in relation to the other, then we don't say Eidish Matutos Matokot. Whose svore is that? That's the svore of the Rambam, but according to the Rambam, so Rav Huna ben Rav Yehoshua said that we couldn't be mikabel the Eidei Doye even in respect to the Leve. Why? Even in respect to Uve, because of Eidei Shabbat Mitzvah Sabbat Kulo. But here it's not a question of one part of the Agoda being rejected and the other part of the Agoda being accepted. But it's a question of accepting the whole Agada in relation to one person and not in relation to another person. And still, Rabbi Yeshua says that we say Yiddish about Mitzvahs but Kula. So that means, on that question that Rabbi Chaim discusses, so there is a machlokes between the Ayyad and the Ramban. According to the Ramban, we do not say Yiddish about Mitzvahs but Kula if we accept the Agada in respect to one and not in respect to the other. According to the Ayyad, we do say Yiddish about Mitzvahs but Kula. If in respect to one, we do not accept the Ides, so the melee, we have, it's inadmissible even in respect to the others.
Right, we absolutely more in Yeshua Veil, this kind of reason. Here come, here may you hear a heart, from Rabbi Yechon, and you have a heart, and you have a heart, and you have a heart, Train, train. My God, the sun has ane, smeich ane, and Leo the bar. So the Gemara says. So the Mishnah says that if somebody is maybe get Be'at Yisrael, he doesn't have to say for nothing. However, if somebody contests it, so then you have to be kind, and then it has to be miskayim by two way, the regular way. So what does it mean, Mishnah Be'erim? Nothing. The Dechod is mad. Because in Idechot, if Idechot is allowed, it has no significance at all. Only if two Eidim are Me'are. If two Eidim are Me'are. So if two Eidim are Me'are, so how can two other Eidim be Mekayimet? It will still be Trey U'Trey. So you might say, the or the Baal? So you're the Baal. Now, there is a Machlek as a Shem. When the Baal is Me'are. Most Hashem say that even when the Baal is Me'are, the get is only possible in Rabban. But with the Raise, it doesn't become possible. The Shidus Rambam is that the get is possible with the rice. Now the question the Israelis against the Rambam, if when the Baal is married, so the get is possible with the rice, so how is it that when the Shliach does say when the Shliach does say so then if the Baal subsequently is married, so you ignore the hero of the Baal. If it is only with Rabbanon, as most Rishonim say, so you understand? So the Chachamim gave the mones to the Dechot, the Shliach. But if when the Baal is married, then they get his butt from the Raise, so even if the Shliach did say one Dechot, one Dechotam, how can the testimony of the Shliach, who is only in the Dechot, counteract a Nero that is effective in the Raise? Is effective in the Raise. So we have to say that according to the Rambam, of course, a Shliach is Nemon when he said for the Achtam, not because it's a special kur. But even with the Raise, he has Nemonis. Why? Because the Gita is Mechiacholom. So in other words, so the Shliach is considered as a Balashtar. Now, when Misha produces a get, so Bezdin gives her a heter to get married. On what basis? But in Dovah Shebe'er Boras Mishnayim. The answer is because the get testifies. But the get doesn't testify unless there is a Baal Ashtar who is stateless in the Shtar. Let's say if the get is on the table, so it doesn't mean anything. But only if the Isha produces the get, so then it's a riot. If a Malve produces a Shtar boy, then it's a riot. But if the Shtar is on the table, there is no Baal Ashtar who is famous in the Shtar. So then the Shtar doesn't testify in respect to anything. It's only when there is a Baal Ashtar, a famous Ashtar. So in Melech, the reason as to why if the Shliach testifies before the Achtar, so then the Baal cannot be married, and the question is, Monefshach, if without the testimony by the Shliach, so the Baal zero would be effective with the Raise, so how can the testimony by the Shliach, who is only a Dechon, overcome, counteract the Nero that is effective Baal? The answer is, because if the Shliach produces the get, and he says he is a Shliach, so it's Gitim Mechiach Olam. So he is also a Baal Ashtar, and we see in the Gemara, in Noemi, that's a Madalit. I don't want to go into the Gemara.
It's a very complicated sugya. In Baalim on the Kogli, Mishon Yishim on the Yerashim, Mi Nemon, Rabun on the Baal Nemon, Rab Chiz on the Shon Yish Nemon, Rabun on the Baal Nemon, Di Misa Nul Yerashim, Yavan Yilei, Li Yidei Avi Yilei, Rab Chiz on the Shon Yish Nemon, and we pass like Rab Chiz Day. Do I have me? So here Rab Chiz Day says that Shon Yish is Nemon, even when he's contradicted by the Baal. When the Baal says, Lipikon, so the Gemara says Doemne. So the Asad Rishenim will explain Doemne that there is an internet that when the Baal turned over the get to the Shliach, so it was his intention that he should be turned over the Shemgereshni, the Shliach will say later that it's Regereshni. That it's Regereshni. So, but that's the way Asad Rishenim will explain it. And then, but the other Rishenim will explain it, and this is probably the Shittas Rambam, that the Pshat Dohemne means that, in other words, he becomes a Baal Ashtar. And if he becomes a Baal Ashtar, so Mimele, the get is only testifies if the Baal Ashtar produces it. But if the Baal Ashtar doesn't produce it, if the get is on the table, it doesn't testify anything. It's not the Baal anything. So the Pshat Dohemne is that the Shliach is a Baal Ashtar, and if he's a Baal Ashtar, so Mele, there is the Bibul of Shtores and everything that the Shliach says. So if the Shliach says that before the Nechtam, that it wasn't forged, so Mele, the Shtar itself corroborates his testimony. So it's Mibarim the Raisi. So it's Mibarim the Raisi. And the Gemara says that the only reason is why the Shliach is Nemon is because Kim Shtoves is only the Avalon. So the Pshat in the Gemara is as follows. If there hadn't been a Arochel in the Reise, of any Machsum, Ashtar, Ashtar, Kis, Mebezen, then the Shtar, if it's not this time by any, is not involved in anything. But in view of the way, in view of the fact that with the Reise, even without Kiyum, so there is Arochel of Nacht, you have this on Mebezen, so the Mele, the Shtar itself is involved in everything. So when the Shliach testifies and the Shliach is a Baal Ashtar, so Mimele we say Gitim Echiacholom, and the Get is Mivaria. It corroborates the testimony of the Shliach. So it's a Biur Midraise, because it's a Biur of Shtores. So that's why the Rambam says that if the Baal is Mar and the Shliach didn't see anything, so then he can pass on the Shtar, the Baal. But if the Shliach does say, and the Shliach is also a Baal Ashtar, then we say, Gitim Mechiacholom. And the get itself corroborates the testimony of the Shliach. So it's a Biyom in Haif. Now, but most Rishonim say that when the Baal is Ma'arei, so then it is only possible in Rambam. The Rambam Shite is that it's possible in Haif. Now, Rabbi Na'avik there, Rabbi Navigda Shikin is, now most Rishonim hold this, say the same thing in regard to other Shtores also. Suppose there is a Shtar Ovoye, and then the Leve is Me'arel, says it's Mizuyin. So according to most Rishonim, it's only possible with Rambam. It's not possible with Raisi. Now the Rambam doesn't say anything in regard to other Shtores. He doesn't say, but Rabbi Navigda says, what the Rambam says in regard to get, that if the Baal is Ma'aria, so the get is possible to say, the Rambam doesn't say anything, he doesn't commit himself in regard to other stories. Suppose the Rambam says that the Shtar always is Mizuyin. Is the get possible to say or not? So it's Mustabla. Since the Rambam says it in regard to get, so he'll say the same thing in regard to Shor stories also. But Rabbi Navig there, he says explicitly, in regard to all stories, that if the Leiva, let's say, says Mizuyev, so then the get is possible to rise. So the get is possible to rise. In other words, and the Rav Navigda says it in regard to get to. So why is it Hemon? So as Rav Chaim says, on the basis of a Baal Ashtar. And the Dachot is not Hemon. So why the Baal Hemon? Because he's the Baal Ashtar. So for the same reason, so the Leiva can also be Nahir according to the Rambam, even though the Rambam does not discuss it. So we don't have to say that the Pshat Rabbi Navigda is the Levi is Ma'ari and says Mizuyev, so the get is the Shtar is bottle because he's a Baldor. Because the Rabbi Navigda says the same thing in regard to get too. And by get the Baal is not the Baldor. As the Rambam says, Shemu Ishokidin and Shemu Gereshit in the Momenes. So it's on the basis of our shtar. So when Rabbi Avigdor mentions that thing in regard to get in regard to other shtaris, that if the Rebbe says Mizuyev, so you get the shtaris must be the Reise. If the Baal says Mizuyev, the shtaris must be the Reise, it's on the, so the oneness of the Rebbe or the Baal is on the basis of the fact that he's a Baal shtar. Now, Tisves, Smechane, Shepes Nachsime, Velik Melcheska Shishish, El Yod Bar, Vio Adin Yod Mikuches, Shebo Yisho Litrit Men, Kidamkin of Yoshan. But, as other Shane point out, we mentioned it many times, the Ramban, the Rashbo, the Ram, there is a fundamental difference between the Nero of the Baal and the Nero of the Mikuches. That when the Baal is married, so he can be Yakim, the Yisho, from getting married. Unless it's in the sky. But when the Likuches are married, well, what are the Likuches? The Likuches are only about going in regard to the three familiar Likuches, in regard to the Ksume, but in regard to the status of the Isha, whether she is allowed to get married or not. So the Likuches are not different than any other person from the street. Now, can a person from the street prevent the woman from getting married? Of course not. Yodachad has no significance. Yodachad. But the Yiru of the Likiach is affecting Biteras Baldova. Now the Likiach is certainly not a Balashtar, but the Likiach is a Baldova, is an interested party. If the Isha tries to collect from the Likuches the Sode, so then the Likiach, if he contests that it's Mizuyev, so then Bezdin cannot collect from the Likuches. So why? Because he's only a Baldova. The Likiach is only Baludobo vis-a-vis the treatment from the Likuches, the collection from the Likuches. But vis-a-vis the status of the woman, so the Likiach is not different than any other person from the street. He's just an Idecho. So that is mentioned by Vishenim, and it's a double portion. Now, we discussed some time ago that there are three shittes in regard to a get that is not handled through a shliach. If the get is delivered to a shliach, so then the Mishnah says, it all depends. If the shliach delivers it from Chutz Loretz, he has to say Fonechte Fonechte. And if the shliach delivers it from the Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't have to say Fonechte Fonechte. How about the case of a get where it's not delivered to a shliach, where the Baal himself heads over to get to the Ish? So we have three shittes. The shita of Rashi is the shita of Rashi, and the Rashi, I mean, of course, they are the Yukim for many Rashis. But the one Rashi that is explicit is that from David. Is that from David. That's Gemara says, V'yish ha'atzman v'yokito, v'yobachi tzricholim al v'nechta v'nechtam. So Gemara says, Kashi, that from David and David, right after the first two dots, V'yish ha'mechmot yikito yodo yigar shalo, Amarav hune beinolo, it is kabeinolo, it is gar shimel, it is bezn play. Save, כמעט יורסו מגר שבו, מרבונה ברוניח משמלך לרב, אחר בריך רביקה, כלומר כמות יסוס מרות חהר ושקר, יוחד כתוב על קרקים, ולא כתוב על קרקים ומתרום, אל דורלי, הר ושליח ולא חייב ומות יסוס. וצור. So then, Rashi, when explaining the Kashi to the Mori, he should have brought it to the Gitter Yod to Igar Shalom. So Igar Shalom, we brought the Gitter to get big rashes in, we need to call it via before Eino, and we write about it, we want to leave up for an act of love, Shliach. So Rashi Shite is explicit. Mentioned that where there is no shliach involved, when the isha herself produces a get, then there is no requirement of v'nechtam, no requirement of kiyum, nothing. And it is assumed that teisa shita is also like that, because teisa shita da beis aminah. However, the Rivosh says that teisa shita is not like Rashi, but Rashi shita beyond a shadow of a doubt is that way. That when is there a requirement of Fonechtam for the Nechtam? So, in other words, some sort of Kiyum, because Fonechtam for the Nechtam is the Kiyum. Is the Kiyum. Only when it's delivered in Chutz Loretz to a Shliach. But if it's not delivered to a Shliach, the Isha herself produces the get, so then there is no need of Kiyum, there is no need of Fonechtam for the Nechtam, nothing. And Lifluk, Teisa Shit is also like that. Because Teisa says, the Misha of Eri is kind of Chizmo, but the whole man will also bow to Mara and listen up to Yaget, but I need a Mizuya, and she will give me a kilo of rabbi. I will not be a Mizuya. However, the Rosh, the Jewish of the Rosh, he says that Teis Rishita is not like that. How is Teis Rishita? It's also the same. But Rosh Rishita is certain. Now then there is the Shita of the Raimet, and the Shita of the Raimet is, the Shita of the Raimet is that when a Nisha produces a get, so then it's more humble than when it is delivered to a Shliach. If it is delivered to a Shliach, then we don't need regular edikin. So the Shliach himself has to authenticate it, has to be mekayemet, and he has now. But the Chol HaPoches, it requires authentication, verification by the Shliach himself. Mashiachim, if the Isha herself produces a get, so then it's like all other shtores. Just like a shtar that is produced by a malve. So will Besdin collect from the labor? No! Besdin will tell the malve, you want us to collect, to recover for you. From the labor is nechosin, so the burden is upon you to produce to Aidin who will notarize the signatures of the shtar alvoy. So here too, if the counter arrived, if a Nisha produces a get, maybe out is loyal and maybe chutz lot. So Besdin will tell her, you want a psak din from us, a certificate, that you can get married to anyone you want. So you have to produce a key. Otherwise, we are not giving you a psak heter to get married. That's the shit arrived. Maybe out is loyal, maybe chutz lot. So in other words, so when it is handled through a shliach, so then the alochim, then it's mokah. So then, if it is handled through a shliach in chutz loretz, so we don't need to edikiyu, but a shliach in there. And if it is handled through a shliach in Eretz Yisrael, so then we don't need anything. But if the Isha herself produces again, bein be'Eretz Yisrael bein be'chutz loretz, so she has to produce edikiyu. So it's the biggest part. And the same thing, the Rebbe says in regard to shtar shichor. Get shichor, because shtar shichor is the same aloche as get. So if a shliach l'loche delivers a shtar shichor from chutz loretz, it's the same for nechvanach. If a shliach l'loche delivers a shtar shichor from Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't have shichor. That's mentioned explicitly in the Gemara. But how about an eved who produces a shtar shichor? It's not handled through a shliach. So the shliach Rambam is bein be'eretz, bein be'chutz loretz. So he doesn't have to say for nechta, and we don't require the kiyum. We don't require the kiyum. So the Rabbi is chelik. So the Rabbi is chelik in two places, but he's marich in Hilches Avodim. In Penelope Beis, the Rambam says, we see a get the Hashem of Gomer Gerash in Bible, but there is a menace. We do not say that. Abba Pisha in Bishun, Moshe the army. Because of the Rambam, it's out, even a Misha is kind of the Chesmo. Abba Pisha in Yosef Abim. It's kind of the Chesmo. So it's more humble than get. It's rage. I mean, so in other words, so it's more humble than get out the Shliach. Get out the Shliach doesn't require this kind of Chesmo. Only in Chutzlo is it requires Kim out the Shliach, in that it's not in that, but get. That is produced by the Isha herself, it's not delivered to a Shliach, requires regular key. Regular key. And the Raibet is more marik in the Hilchas Avodim. So in Perigvot, Hilchas Avodim, Aloche Zayin, the Rambam says, Kishayim Shoyitzo Atzmo, Mivir Gito Ben Yitzricho Mikaimei, Hoi Ulaaget Yitzim Tachasiyodo, Kach Oebet, Sheshtashicho Yitzim Tachasiyodei, Yitzorach Mikaimei. אומר אברום, זה הדרך.